Kalim Perik Aleph Mishnah Hey 1-5. We're now going to essentially look at Tumah from a different perspective. We're going to look at Tumah that can come from a person himself as opposed to outside sources. And we're going to say there are essentially 10 levels of Tumah that a person could have. Okay? So Eser Tumos Porsos Min Adam, there are 10 levels of Tumah a person could have based on his exposure from his own body. And we're going to go up. So the least potent, if you will, is the Mechusar Kippurim, the person who literally lacks atonement. This means the Zav, the Zava, the Zav who had 3-year emissions, okay? The Zava, the Yoledes, and the Metzora, not the Nida. Those four need to bring a korban, and for most of them it's two birds, essentially, when they become totally tahor. Until they bring those, the final korbanos, basically birds in most cases, and Ola and Achatas, so then they have this vestige of Tumah. They're called Mechusar Kippurim. They're the halakhic equivalent of a Shlishi L'Tumah, which means that they can convey Tumah only to things that are susceptible to become level Revi'i, fourth degree removed, which is only Kadshim, sacrificial foods, okay? But let's say the Korban Pesach, for example, which is a sacrificial food, Mechusar Kippurim would not be able to partake of. So that means before you come to your Pesach Seder, if you're not a Kohen, or for that matter, you know, whatever it is, eat your shlamim, that kind of thing, you must bring your korbanos. If you were again, the list of four is the Zav with 3 emissions, the Zava, Gadola, who's confirmed for 3 times, the Yoledes after 40 or 80 days, if it's a boy or girl, respectively, and the Mitzora after Yemei Sforo. Okay, then you have, so the Mechusar Kippurim is Aser, Bekodesh, Amutar, Betruma, Uvamaiser. Since the Mechusar Kippurim is like a shlishi, a third three removed, so to speak, already, so he can convey Tumah to Kadshim, meaning sacrificial foods, that's the Kodesh, but Mutar B'Truma, if he's a Kohen, he could eat Truma, because Truma can't become more than a shlishi, and he already is a shlishi, so he can certainly eat the Truma as a Kohen, and Maiser, this is referring to Maiser Sheni, that second tithe that's eaten in Yerushalayim, it's taken from, you know, the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, so that's in Yerushalayim, has to be eaten B'Tahara. But it's essentially like Kulin can only become a Sheni L'Tumah, so certainly he's a Shlishi, he can't make it into a Sheni, so he's allowed to eat it. Now, that was the lowest level. Chazalios Tvul Yom, but he could up it up, he could become more Tum, in that he could become a Tvul Yom. A Tvul Yom means somebody who essentially went to the mikveh that day. So until Harav Shemesh, until the nightfall, the person went to the mikveh, still has a vestige of Tumah. He's the halakhic equivalent, essentially, of a Sheni L'Tumah. So if he's a second degree removed, that means he would convey Tumah certainly to Kachim, like we said before, and even to Truma, because Truma can become a Shlishi. So that means the Kohen, who's a Tvul Yom, can't eat Truma, meaning Truma Gadola, Truma's Meiser, Chala, can't have those things because he would make them Tummy, and that's Israel Torah to make them Tummy. And that's what the first Mishnah in the whole of Shas, in Brachos, you recall, it says that the Tzeso Kochavim, that's the time for not just saying Kriyashon, but also the time that the Kohanim and they can finally eat their truma because there's a tefil yom, they couldn't eat truma yet. Okay, so says the Mishnah, the tefil yom is aser bekodesh uva truma. He can't eat kadshim sacrificial foods or truma foods because he'd make them tamei pasul umutar b'meiser. But he could eat meiser because meiser only can become a sheni. He is the halakhic equivalent of a sheni. Now, leveling up from there, a chazlios balkeri. If he's a balkeri, that means he had a seminal emission. So we said that the shechva zera itself is an avatum, but the balkeri, the person who had the emission, he's only a rishon. That being the case, as a rishon, he still cannot convey tumah to adam v'kelim, people or utensils, but he could convey tumah to foods and liquids, and therefore, aser b'shloshtan, he's aser in all three of the consecrated foods. That means he can't have kodesh, of course, sacrificial foods. He can't have truma, of course, because he's a rishon, and he can't even have meiser sheni. The meiser in Yerushalayim, because he's a rishon, would make into a sheni and possible, so he can't do that. Okay, chazlios boal nida, leveling up. Now we're going to make him. He's going to receive tumah, but he becomes now an av. Right? We said that the boal nida, the man who sleeps the nida, or the zavo of yoledes, you know, in the first 7 or 14 days, he becomes tamei for 7 days as an av hatumah. As an avatuma, so he's metama mishkav tachton ke'elyon, since he has a special bo nida tuma status, like Mish said before. He's metama mishkav tachton te'elyon. One pshat, like I said before, I'll say that one again here, is that if he sleeps on something like a mattress, then even if he lies on like a top sheet or something, or like the you know, whatever it is, the sheets become tame as a rishon, but the mattress becomes a rishon also, and if there's two mattresses, the second mattress all becomes a rishon all the way down. Tachton ke'elyon, meaning that bottom mattress is just as tummy as the top layer, whatever he's touching directly. Chazlios zav, so now he's also an av, but a zav is more potent. Shirash de re'ios, if the zav just saw twice, meaning on the he had this mysterious zov emission for the first time. The first time he's just like a balkari, he's a rishon. But if he's it a second time, on the same day or the next day, within 2 days, so he now becomes an av atuma azav, and the zav is metame mishka v'moshav. The zav, anything besides for maga and mas and hesed, he also conveys tumah through mishkav, midras, I should call it, meaning that if he sits on something designed to support human weight or stands on it or leans on it, that thing becomes tame as an avatuma. V'tzarech bius maim chayim. In addition, the zav has unique requirement that for the zav to become tahor, he needs to actually go not just to a mikvah, but actually to a maim chayim, like a spring water, to mitar him for his immersion. Upatam in a korban. Now, if the zav only sees that mysterious zov emission two times, so he, yes, is a zav and he's tamei, but he's exempt from bringing the korbanos that described those two birds that he had to bring otherwise, which the Mechus Kippurim story. But Rosh Shalosh, if he sees a third time in the course of 3 days, so then Chayav B'Korban, in addition to being a zav who conveys tuma through maga and masa and hesed and midras, he also needs korbanos at the end. Without it, he's a Mechus Kippurim, even if he goes to the immerse in the Mayim Chaim. Chazlios Mitzora Muskar, if he levels up, now he becomes a Mitzora. So Mitzora is even more potent than the Zav, as you saw before, because he's Mitama Babia. He just goes into the same room as something else. If he's at rest and somebody else is filling the room with him, then it becomes Tame as well. Now, the Muskar, the Mitzora, they're really kind of three levels of Mitzora. When the Mitzora first presents the Kohen, the Kohen looks at what he has, this Tzaras, and the Kohen says, well, this looks like Tzaras, but it's not, hasn't got a confirming sign, like it hasn't, we haven't seen it spread yet, and there's no michya, no healthy patch in the middle, or white hairs. So then, for 7 days, the Mitzora goes into Hesker, into like sequestration, he was like by himself, he actually leaves, we saw before he leaves the walled city and so on. And the Muskar is already a fully Tame person, okay? Meaning he's a potent source of Tumah, that conveys Tumah by Maga and Masa and Bia, even in the same room as I said now. But upata mina prio mina primo mina tiglachos mina tziporim. Well, he's just a muskar. He's a sequestered mitzora, but not a muchlat, not a confirmed mitzora. He doesn't have certain other requirements, including priya, growing his hair out, uprima, tearing his clothing, but tiglachas, this process of cutting shaving all his hair, even like his eyebrows and so on, and tziporim, they're the birds that the two birds, one is slaughtered and the other one's dipped into it and then led away. That whole story, part of the tahor process of the mitzora. The Mitzora, who's only a Muskar, and then after 7 days comes back and it's all gone, or he's healed, he just goes to the Mikvah, he's done. No need for all those other things. And while he's Tameh, no need for Pri and Prima. But, Bimhaya Muchlat, if the Kohen confirms that he is a Mitzora with confirmational signs, either the first time he presents, he has, like, say, a Michya, a healthy patch in the middle, which means it's for sure Tzaras, or he comes back after 7 days and there's Pisyon, it's spreading around. So then the Kohen says, yes, you're a Muchlat, you're a confirmed Mitzora, and he could be a Mitzora the rest of his life. And while he's a Mitzora, he's Chayv Bakulan. He has to do Priya, growing his hair, and Prima, tearing his clothes. And at the end, he'll have to do the Tiglachas and the Tziporim, the haircutting of everything, the shaving, as well as the weird bird procedure I'm not getting to now. Per Shemeno Ever She'ein Alav Basar Karoi. Now, if he's, we're saying even more source of Tumah, if he loses a limb, okay, and the limb has bone in it and flesh, but it doesn't have enough, it doesn't have the requisite amount of flesh that it would be able to heal by itself. So it's like missing something. Like, you know, it's if it wouldn't still be attached to his body, it wouldn't heal because there's too much skin missing, let's call it, the surface, whatever, flesh or skin and so on. So then that limb that comes off of him is metama b'maga v'masa. Then the limb that has bone and flesh, but not enough flesh that it would re-heal by itself, if it were attached to him still without being detached. So it conveys to him by maga and masa, direct contact, and if you carry that limb, however, it doesn't convey tumah through ohel mechanism because there's not enough of the flesh around it to be considered a full aver shalem, a full limb. Im yeshalav basar karoi, however, it had enough flesh on the detached limb that it would have rehealed, become a healthy, you know, if it wouldn't have been severed, like his finger was cut off. But if it wouldn't have been cut off, it would have been fine because it's not missing flesh or not. It's just, you know, scratch, whatever the story is. So then that detached limb, the finger, whatever it is metama b'maga uvamasa uvohel. Kaveh is tuma by maga, direct contact, masa carrying it, even with indirect contact, bearing its weight. And also, oh well, if it's in the same room as, or you go over it, or it goes over you. Shear, basar karoina, how much flesh is the right amount that you need to convey tumah? Kedei lahalos aruka, that it would heal if left, you know, if it were still, the base of it were attached to the person, so then the limb itself could heal. Rabbi Omer, im yesh makom echad kedei lahakifo b'chut erev, if even like one segment of the limb has like a full circumference of enough skin and flesh, everything there, that it goes all the way around and like with thickness of like this erev thread, like the kind of the shesin erev, a thin thread, but it doesn't matter, you know, a thread's worth. Yesh bo lahalos aruka, then that means it could have healed if left and still attached, and it conveys tumah by ohel. The halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that's not enough, just have one tiny strip that goes all the way around the flesh, like looping around, like say the finger that was attached, whatever it is not enough. It has to be that, like I'll call the doctors, would say, listen, if that finger hadn't gotten cut off at the base, the fact that it's a little, you know, got some laceration, doesn't matter, it would have healed and you'd have been fine. That's what you need for the detached limb to convey tumah by ohel as well.